Okay, so this is the last Amud of Masechta Talmud, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the seventh Perek. The end of the sixth Perek had spoken about how the various Kohanim would be Mishtachave, they would bow, or actually prostrate is really a better word to say it, they would fall on their faces at the end of the Avodah. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the seventh Perek starts off, Bisman Shekoin Gadol Nichnas Lishtachavos, when the Kohen Gadol goes in to the ulam, to the heichal, to bow down, to prostrate himself. So, because of the kavod of the Kohen Gadol, he does so in an unusual fashion. Shlosha ochzinbo, three kohanim hold on to him. Echad bimino, echad bismala, one to his right, one to his left. Ve'echad bavonim tovos, and one to, holds on to the precious stones that were attached to the choshen of the Kohen Gadol. Ve'kevon sheshama amemuno koragel of shekohen gadol shu yotzei. When the appointed one, the appointee, would hear the sound of the feet of the Kohen Gadol leaving the Heichal, Higbi alo es haparoches. He would lift up the paroches at the entrance to the Heichal, again, a sign of the covered for the Kohen Gadol. Nichnas v'hishtachava v'yotza. And at that point, the appointee would go in after the Kohen Gadol had left. He would prostrate himself, and then he would leave. Nichnasu echov hakohanim hishtachvo v'yotza, and his fellow kohanim would then go in, prostrate themselves, and they would leave. So that's Mishnah Aleph. Ba'u, right? So after all of the kohanim had finished prostrating themselves, they would come v'amdu amayla su'ulam. They would come. All the kohanim would come, and they would stand on the steps, the stairs leading into the ulam, the chamber in front of the kodesh. Amdu arishonim lidrom achem kohanim. The first two kohanim would go, and they would stand to the south of their fellow kohanim, meaning the first two kohanim would clear off the ashes from the mizbeach haptimi and the menorah. They stood to the south of the kohanim who had brought the ktores. V'chamisha kelim biyadam. Altogether, they had five utensils in their hands. Hateni biyad echad. One of them had the basket in which the ashes from the mizbeach hapnimi were dusted into. V'akuz biyad echad. The jug was in the hand of one of them. That was the kuz. Again, the ashes of the menorah were swept into. V'machta biyad echad. The shovel, which was used to take the coals, was in the hand of one. Vabezech biyad echad. One of them was holding the spoon. Vekafe kisuya biyad echad. And one of them was holding the large ladle, both of which were used in order to carry the ktores into the kodesh. Uberchu esa'am bracha achas. And then these kohanim, all together with the other kohanim, would bestow the birkas kohanim upon the people. They did so as a single bracha. In what way? Elishim Medina Omri Osa Shalosh Brachos V'Mikdash Bracha Achas. Because outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they would recite the Birkas Kohanim, as we know, as three separate brachas, meaning they would say Amen after each one. In the Mikdash, they did not recite Amen after each portion of the bracha. Rather, they would just say it as one straight bracha. There was no Amen, recited whatsoever between the various portions of the bracha. They didn't say Amen in the Mikdash in general. The Marsha writes in Masechta Sota that Amen begematria is 91, which is the combined gematrias of the Shem Havaya and the Shem Yud and the Shem Adnus, the Shem Yud Kevavke and the Shem Adokoi. So Amen indicates that even though it's being pronounced Adokoi, it really means Havaya. But in the Mikdash, they use the Shem Havaya. They use the name Yud Kevavke. So there was no need to say Amen to indicate that that the Shem Adnus is a substitute for the name Yud Kevavke. There were other differences between how they did Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash. But Mikdash Hayu Omris Hashem Kiksavo, as we just said, in the Mikdash, they would use the Shem Hashem as it's written, Yud Kevavke Uva Medina Bikinuyov. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they would refer to the Shem Hashem as Adokai. But Medina Kohanim Nosim Yedeim Kineged Kisveim. As we know, when the Kohanim blessed the people outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they would hold up their hands straight across, they would hold out their arms straight, opposite their shoulders, of a Mikdash Agabi Roshayan. And in the Mikdash, they would lift their hands over their heads. Chutz Mikoyin Gadol, with the exception of the Kohen Gadol, Shein Magbias Yadav L'maylo Min Atzitz, the Kohen Gadol never picked up his hands over the tzitz, over the golden forehead plate which he wore, because it said Kodesh Lashem, and had the Shem Hashem on the tzitz, and it's not right for them to lift up their hands above that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Kohen Gadol Magbias Yadav L'maylo Min Atzitz. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but he says no, the Kohen Gadol would also pick up his hands over the tzitz, and I'll prove it to you. Shenemar Vayisa Aronus Yadav El'am Vayivarchem. It says that Aaron HaKohen lifted up his hands over his heads. He lifted up his hands to the people, and he blessed them. So it appears from the pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda, that he lifted up his hands over his head. The other Tanoim say no, he lifted up his hands El Ha'am. Right, he lifted up his hands opposite the people. Doesn't necessarily imply that his hands were lifted over his head. Mishnah Gimel, we go back to describing how the avoda would be a little bit different when the Kohen Gadol would participate in the avoda. The Kohen Gadol never had to participate in the avoda, with the exception of Yom Kippur, when obviously he was doing everything, and the chavitin, the special menachos, which he brought twice a day, every day. Otherwise, he always had the option to jump in and do the avoda, or he could choose not to. So, bizman shekohen gadol rotzeh lahaktir, when the kohen gadol wants to burn the limbs of the karbon at the top of the mizbeach, hayaola bakevesh, he would go up on the ramp, vaskan bimino, the deputy kohen gadol would be on his right. Higia lemachzus hakevesh, when the kohen gadol would reach halfway up the ramp, ochas haskan bimino, the deputy Kohen Gadol would hold on to his right hand, he would help the Kohen Gadol go up to the upper part of the Mizbeach. V'hoshit lo, and then there would be other Kohanim who had brought up the Evarim halfway up to the top of the Mizbeach. V'hoshit lo arishon, the first Kohen would hand the Kohen Gadol harosh v'haregel, the head and the right hind leg of the karbon. The samach aleihen, the Kohen Gadol would do smicha on them. He would place his hands upon them, and at that point, after that, v'zarkon, and then he would throw the limbs onto the fire. So this smicha that the Kohen Gadol does is unique to the Kohen Gadol. It's to show the chashivus, the importance of the Kohen Gadol participating. It's not to be confused with the smicha done by the owner of the karbon before the karbon is shechted. It's just to show the chashivus of the Kohen Gadol being involved. Hoshir Hasheni Lorishon Shtei Ayodayim, the second Kohen would hand to the first Kohen the two forelegs. Nosnen La Kohen Gadol, then the first one would hand them to the Kohen Gadol. V'samach Aleihem V'zarkon, again, he would place his hands upon them and throw them into the fire. Nishmar Hasheni V'holachlo, the second Kohen would then, you know, go back on his way. He would go down from the Mizbeach. V'kach Choyu Moshitin Lo Shar Kol Oivarim, and that's the manner in which the Kohanim would pass to the first Kohen and then to the Kohen Gadol all of the rest of the limbs. V'hu Samach Aleihem V'zarkon, the Kohen Gadol would lean upon them and then throw them on the fire. Uvizman Shehu Rotze, if he desired, Hu Someich, he could just be Someich himself, put his own hands on the Evarim, V'acherim Zarkin, and others would throw them on the fire. Balo Lahakif Zamizbeach, when it comes time for him, the Kohen Gadol wants to go around to make a kafa around the top of the Mizbeach, Mehechon Umaschil, where would he begin? Bikaren Dromis Mizrachis, he would begin at the southeastern corner, and then walk around Mizrachis Tzvonis to the northeastern corner, Tzvonis Ma'aravis to the northwestern corner, and Ma'aravis Dromis to the southwestern corner again. That's where he would go to perform the Nesachim, to pour the wine into the canisters that are on the top of the Mizbeach. Nosnu L'Liayin L'Nasech, they would give him the wine to pour. Haskan Omer Ala Keren V'Sudrim Biyodo, the deputy Kohen Gadol would stand at the corner of the Mizbeach holding flags. Shnei Kohanim Omdim al Shulchan HaChalavim U'Shtei HaChatzotzes Biyodom, down below at the table where the fats were arranged, there would be two kohanim, and they would be holding two chatzotzros, two trumpets. Taku veheriu v'taku. They would sound out tkia, trua tkia, and then bova amdo eitzel ben arza. They would go and they would stand next to ben arza, who was in charge of the singing of the Leviim. Echad mimino ve'echad mismolo. One stood on his right, one stood on his left. Shachol enaseich. So the Kohen Gadol would bend over to pour the wine. Ve'heinif haskan besudrin. The deputy Kohen Gadol would wave the flags. Ve'hikish ben arza betzilzal. Ben arza, the head of the Leviim, would bang the cymbals. Ve'dibur ha-Leviim bashir. And when they saw the Kohen Gadol bending over, the Leviim would start the shir shal yom. Higil the perek. When they would reach the end of a stanza, Taku v'shtachavu kol ha'am, they would blow the two kohanim with the chatzotzros with the trumpets would blow. They would blow a tkiya, true a tkiya sound. The people there would prostrate themselves on the ground. Al kol perek tkiya, at the end of every stanza of the shir shal yom, they would blow the chatzotzros. V'al kol tkiya ishtachavaya, and every time they would blow the chatzotzros, the people there would prostrate themselves. Zeu Seder HaTalmid Lavodas Beis Elokeinu, concludes the Mishnah. This is the way the Talmud was brought in for, you know, in as part of the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. Yiratzen Shibara B'mehera V'yomeinu Amen, may be rebuilt speedily in our days, and Amen. The last Mishnah, which Be'ezus Hashem will say Wednesday morning when we complete the Masechta, is the famous Mishnah. We say it on Shabbos. It goes through the various shirim, the various songs that the Leviim would say every day, each day in the Beis HaMikdash. We know that we commemorate that through our recitation of the Shir Shel Yom. We look forward, Be'ezus Hashem, to Wednesday morning when we'll be able to complete the Masechta together. And allow me to wish everyone a preliminary Mazel Tov on that completion. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should be Zoche to finish more Masechtas together. And Be'ezus Hashem, to see the Gula Hashlema of Amitis. B'mehera V'yomeinu, Amen.